The word of God was sown in a field, but the enemy or the devil came and planted tares trying to destroy the good seed. There is that constant opposition against the word of God everywhere you turn. Satan is trying to destroy the seed from taking root or growing or bearing fruit in our lives. If he can't get in one way, then he'll try another. He's always trying to uproot or choke out or burn up the word of God in our hearts.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's so good to be with you here today on Truth and Fact, and we have been dealing with the sower that went out to sow. Today, I'd like to bring you to the book of Matthew in chapter 13. I'll read from the 24th verse. It says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way." You know, I believe that Jesus here spoke another parable we'd like to look at here today to bring out a spiritual truth. Now, in this parable, there was a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while the men were sleeping, the enemy came and had sown tares among the wheat, and then he left. They didn't know that the enemy had sown tares until the crop began to grow, but unknowingly, the tares were there. The servants came to the owner wondering how this can happen since he had planted good seed, but the owner said that an enemy had done this. See, the servants then asked if he wanted them to go and pull up the tares, but the owner said not to pull them up just in case they also pull out the wheat, which would just destroy the good with the bad. Now, what does all of this mean? Well, first, I know the seed represents this, the Word of God. Secondly, the man who went out sowing represents Christ or those that preach the gospel of Christ. Thirdly, the field represents the world. Fourthly, the servants of the owner represent the church. The fifth thing is that the wheat represents the true Christians or the believers in Christ. The sixth thing, the tares represent the apostate church or the religious. And the seventh and last thing, the enemy represents none other than Satan himself. Now, with these two parables, in Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 9, and in Matthew chapter 13, we must understand the spiritual opposition that takes place. First of all, we have some of the seed falling along the wayside, and the birds or the demon spirits come and devoured it. They try to pluck it out of our hearts. Now, Jesus said this, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one, the devil, comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart." I've seen this happen many times to people that have come to church, maybe for the first time or the second time. They hear the word of God. It ministers to their heart. Tears roll down their cheeks. They know that God is dealing with them or speaking to them, but they leave the church and they find somebody that talks them out of what God has spoken to their heart, and then you never see them again. Satan is constantly working, trying to devour that word or that seed that was planted in a person's heart. Secondly, some of the seed fell on stony places because of the hardness of man's heart. When persecution came, they were scorched and withered away. Therefore, the seed couldn't take root. And the third thing, some of the seed fell among thorns. The thorns overgrew and choked out the seed, and therefore the seed died out. And there are those who are overcome by the cares of this world or of this life and the deceitfulness of riches. The scripture says, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." But now we see that the seed or the word of God was sown in a field. But the enemy, the devil, came and planted tares trying to destroy the good seed. Notice, my friend, the constant opposition against the word of God. Everywhere you turn, Satan is trying to destroy the seed from taking root or growing and bearing fruit. If he can't get in one way, then he'll try another. He's always trying to uproot or choke out or to burn up the word of God in our hearts. Therefore, we must be watchful, sober, and vigilant in this area, my friend. Don't let anything rob the Word of God out of your heart.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.